Joe Biden's DHS deports 147 migrants, admits thousands daily. By Neil Monroe on August 1, 2021. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, on Friday flew 147 border migrants back to their original home. But the two flights returned just one migrant for every 560 migrants who were allowed into the United States during the one month of June. In June, 84,000 people were recorded crossing the Mexican border, alongside at least 50,000 migrants who sneaked across the border. The Washington Post reported July 30. Two deportation flights operated by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement departed Brownsville, Texas, with 73 family members, according to DHS officials, far fewer than the 147 adults and children who were originally slated to travel. One plane went to Guatemala and the other to Honduras and El Salvador, said the article, which was headlined "Biden resumes fast-track deportation flights for migrant families." There is little evidence that the well-publicized July 30 deportations will deter the rising tide of global migrants who expect to get through Biden's wide-open border. Among migrants, there is this feeling of a green light at the border, Democrat Representative Henry Cuello DTX told the Washington Post on July 29. The repatriations are a rare exception from the Biden policy of importing many immigrants through many side doors in the border, often in disregard of the nation's immigration law. Every day in July, roughly 6,000 migrants are arriving at the border. For example, 845 migrants arrived on July 27 in the Rio Grande Valley sector of the border. Almost half are allowed into the United. Since January, DHS officials have allowed roughly 600,000 economic migrants across the border and into U.S. workplaces, neighborhoods, and schools, alongside the normal inflow of legal migrants and visa workers. The July 30 deportation of the 147 migrants described by the Washington Post is an unexpected revival of a process that was created by Trump's deputies and minimized by Biden's deputies after January 2021, according to the Post. Authorities carried out the deportations using a procedure known as electronic nationality verification that allows them to determine migrants' country of origin through biometric information sharing programs. The procedure, also known as no-doc flights, allows ICE to deport migrants who cross the border without passports or identification. The government-approved inflow of foreign workers comes as employers demand more migrant workers to end the labor shortage that is forcing them to pay higher wages to recruit and keep Americans. The administration's support for wage-cutting migration was underlined July 28 with the release of a plan to extract more workers, consumers, and centers from Central America for use by U.S. companies. What you'll hear about today is collaborative migration management with regional partners in addressing the root causes of migration, according to a White House transcript of a closed-door July 28 briefing to a few reporters by a senior administration official. The official continued, "So, success in building a fair, orderly, and humane immigration system won't come overnight. But we do have a blueprint to get us there. That's a centerpiece of the CMMS that is, you know, very ambitiously expanding access to legal pathways, both to the United States and to various other countries. And we're doing a lot of work already to try to bring other countries to the table to multiply the number of legal pathways, countries like Canada, Costa Rica, Spain, and elsewhere. There's actually a lot of momentum on that front, and it's very encouraging. So, we're really excited. And again, just to note, this is the first of its kind. And I think we really believe that with a combination of ambitious root causes and migration management strategy that we really and truly have an impact in this region. In general, legal and illegal migration moves wealth from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor. The White House has been accused of purposely not showing what deportations have occurred because they don't want to offend the left and activists. Biden's decision to restart the economic extraction of valuable consumers, renters, and workers from poor countries also helps to move wealth and social status from heartland red states to the coastal blue states. Within each state, the extraction policy also helps to move wealth and status from GOP rural districts to Democrat cities. Unsurprisingly, a lopsided majority of Americans oppose labor migration.